Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Hannah is now fading into Mexico. Douglas is starting to hammer Hawaii. And the next big storm is already organizing in the tropical Atlantic. But tonight, we're focused on heat and violent late-day thunderstorms. Flash flooding tonight, central high plains all the way back to New Mexico. Heat advisories in place for New York City again tomorrow, Virginia Tidewater, portions of the Mississippi Valley, and the Pacific Northwest. Heaviest rains reach from Minnesota back across Iowa, Nebraska to Colorado. There are warnings for embedded thunderstorms and the potential for flooding with these cells, and of course, the heavy tropical rains along the Gulf Coast tonight, even central and south Florida. So what's your weather tomorrow? More of the same, heat and humidity and late day thunder. It's very rare for a cold front to actually get pushed far enough south in July, and the next front is already starting to stall across the Ohio Valley. Conversely, the summer monsoons have yet to start out west, and that's way too hot and dry, especially with wildfires. The week ahead is leading off next time. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Can you identify that singer? If you can, you can win a prize announcement. Everybody who calls tonight gets a chance to guess this singer. And yes, you've heard of her. Absolutely guaranteed you've heard of her. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 8 minutes past the hour. Good evening. I love to be with you. Why? Because we're live. Is there anything else live at this time? Why no? Absolutely nothing else. Not a darn thing. What is on the radio at this time? The Bitcoin show, the annuity show, the plan for your retirement show, and the don't go into the sinkhole show. All of those shows are available, but the very worst ones are the best of shows. The best of shows. Why would there be a best of a talk show? A call-in talk show. What could be worse than a best-of talk show? You get a reaction. You have an idea. You want to call the host. The host is sleeping or drinking, more likely drinking or eating Oreos under his bed, hoping that nobody finds out that he has no talent. John Grayson is a great host. And I thank you, John Grayson, for being here last week and taking care of Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday. Then I saw a bunch of articles and I started thinking about the fact that people are threatening to go back to the office. They're going to go back to work. I happen to think that working from home is the right answer. You get to spend time with your children. You get to tend to your garden. You get to paint with Rhino Shield. Don't paint. Don't go Rhino Shield. Don't paint. Don't go Rhino Shield. And I'm like, there's this product called Rhino Shield. Don't paint, don't vinyl, go Rhino Shield. There's some product that goes on like paint, but it lasts for 25 years. I can't imagine what that product is. What is that? What is that made of? It's not siding, and it's not vinyl, and it's not paint. It's Rhino Shield. What is that? Somebody explain that to me. A friend of mine said, well, it's thick paint. That doesn't do it because there's paint thinner. That doesn't usually result in thick paint. But I digress. Let me get to the point. Let me be a professional host for once and get to the point. Here's the deal. People are going to go back to work. You and I are going to go back to work. They want us to go back into buildings. Soon there will be phase 80 where you go back into buildings. Phase 80 is coming up. And you go back into buildings and back at work. And what all this I could remind myself of, all this reminded me of, was there will be behaviors that I never want to see. There will be things that I did not have to see when my coworkers were on Zoom. When my coworkers were on Zoom, everything was perfect. Because, gee, at some mysterious point, I could click the button that says leave, that big red button in the lower right that says leave, and I could leave mysteriously and then later say, oh, gee, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we got disconnected. Must be my internet. It was brilliant. Well, then I started to think, what am I going to see when I start to go back to work? There are certain behaviors, at work behaviors, I don't want to see. Behavior number one is, I don't want to see that crap on your desk. Whatever it is, I don't want to see it. I especially don't want to see the bobbing up and down bird that goes up and down in some strange liquid. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see your tchotchke clock, the strange clock with the feathers on it that you got in Ireland. I do not want to see that clock. Don't let me see that clock. I don't want to hear about your interesting stories about what happened when water spilled into your laptop. I don't care that water spilled into your laptop. That is your problem. That is not my problem. Don't want to hear about it. I don't want you to put anything interesting from your vacation on your desk. And I certainly don't want to see 20 pictures, framed, expensive Tiffany frames, pictures of your family. That's of no interest to me. But the number one thing, I don't know why I remembered it today. I don't know why I remembered this one thing. I'm like, do not let me see this behavior ever again. This is the dumbest thing that a person can do at work. I'll tell you about that one in a second. The second dumbest thing is, do not share your personal problems at work. Whatever your personal problems are, they get in the way of the fact that you are paid to do a task. Do your task, go to the vending machine, get out a Snickers bar, eat the Snickers bar. Then when the task in the Snickers bar is done, go home. Then it's time to go home. You don't hang around the break room and say, well, you know, I had some problems with my sister-in-law this week. She was very annoying. No, that's what I do. I call it a radio show. But at work, in an office place, nobody wants to hear about your problems. And I guarantee you this, and this is what they're not going to tell you. No way are you going to get promoted if you're the person at work who shares their personal problems. You are not going to get promoted at work if you're the person who shares their personal problems, because nobody wants to hear it.
Sometimes silence is golden.
It's golden. Ladies and gentlemen, it's golden. Coming up in just a second, I'm going to tell you the single most disgusting, horrible behavior, the career killer behavior that people perform at work. And whenever I see it, I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Don't you want a career? I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. I'm getting ready to hatch some sea monkeys, the perfect food for guppies and other small fish, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Are you trying to remember that place your parents took you when you were 3 on vacation? It might have been Asbestos Falls, the strangest place in the world. This week, we're trying to identify a mystery sound, and we need your help. That's coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and you know what? It's shocking, but nobody told me my truth. Nobody told me my truth, which was I was going bald. I didn't want to hear it. And the reason I didn't want to hear it is because I didn't think there was a solution. When the barber would put the mirror behind my head and show me what a beautiful job he had done, I did not look. I covered my eyes, just like I cover my eyes when I look at the ATM balance. I don't want to know. But now I'm happy to look, because there is a solution. It's called Keeps, K-E-E-P-S, Keeps. Keeps is a collection of medicines prescribed by a doctor that restore my hair, that make it possible for me to not lose any more hair and encourage new hair growth. I thought these were wacky potions until I ordered them. KEEPS.com, Keeps.com.
What I found out was that I didn't get them. I ordered them. I bought them. I didn't get them. Instead, I get an email from a real MD, and the real MD said, I have some questions based on your medical history and the other medications you're taking as to whether or not these are appropriate for you. And I'm like, whoa, just send me the darn stuff. And he wouldn't. He had to ask more questions because Keeps is a professional company that sells medicine for a medical condition, which is hair loss. This is a way to retain your hair. K-E-E-P-S. A real doctor asks you real questions and then decides exactly the right medications and formulas that are right for you. Get the information at Keeps.com. Enter the promo code Walter. The promo code is Walter, and you will get 50% off your first order. 50% off your first order. Keeps.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Have you tried to find KN95 masks? Not so easy, but they are great masks. Every hour, another county, another state is saying, we have to wear the mask. KN95 masks are the best ones because they protect you and other people. And you can breathe through them. Those masks that your grandmother made with the kittens on them, not so easy to breathe through. Go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com. And there you will see the KN95 masks. They're well-made, beautifully constructed, and they're the same ones that the guys in the ER use, KN95 masks. Get them at thenewdealshop.com. Enter my name, Walter, for free shipping.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Well, a lot of people are going to go back to work, right? Walter Sterling, good evening. 18 past the hour, having a good time so far. There's no trouble. No trouble on the horizon. You and I are together in the car, the 18-wheeler, and the grown-ups have gone to bed. It's just us. It's just us. This is the best time of day to be on the radio. I feel sorry for those clowns who work in morning drive. And they always complain about the same thing. Gee, I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning. You didn't know that before you took the job. How did you not know that before you took? Oh, I have to work up. Why don't you adjust your sleep schedule? And if you adjust your sleep schedule, you will not have a problem getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Anyway, many people, hundreds of thousands of people, are going to go back to work this week, next month. And I started to think about the horror of actually being in physical proximity to other people that I work with. The fact is that I do my show from my laundry room. I've been working remotely before that was cool. Before that was a desirable thing, before you made videos about how wonderful it is to be with your children all day and night, how wonderful and cute your Doberman is near the baby, how cute your pit bull is near the baby. And then, oh my gosh, 28 pit bulls murdered the babies. The dumbest thing in the world to have a pit bull near a baby. Just don't do that. But we're going to see 800 stories about the pit bulls killing the babies. You watch. Oh, we had no idea. We thought it was always gentle with us. It was always gentle with us. Then we got a baby. Let me help you. Cats and certain dogs are jealous of babies. They are jealous. Cats just as much as pit bulls and Dobermans, but they get jealous. Now people are going to go back to work. And there are behaviors that I don't want to be reminded of, but they're going to be there. Number one, I don't like anything on your desk. Whatever's on your desk right now, I don't like it. Number two, I don't like having to see people kiss up to the boss. It's an ugly thing. It's an ugly sight. Nobody should have to do that. But that's going to start again. But the single most repulsive act that you can commit at work, I find that it breaks all the boundaries of decorum, decency, courtesy, all of it. Do not brush your teeth at work in the bathroom sinks, in the men's room or the women's room sinks. Do not brush your teeth at work. Nobody wants to see it. Nobody thinks you're noble. I don't want to see you flossing. I don't want anyone to floss. It should be against federal law for the dental assistant, regardless of how attractive, to say to you, yeah, and you know, you have to floss. It's very important to floss. Heather, I am not going to floss. It's never going to happen. Stop saying it. Don't promote it. But at work, do not brush your teeth in the bathroom. Behaviors that bother you in your colleagues at work. Here's my phone number. I'm sure nothing is more repulsive than seeing people brush their teeth. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Mr. Sneakers, thank you for the welcome back in the laundry room. It's very nice in the laundry room today. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice. You know what to say. And you'll win a prize announcement if you guess it correctly. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday, a powerful, dynamic, fastest-growing show in network radio.
All the money you give to Angie Bonfancero and who knows what other widows you've got on your payroll.
It's a business expense.
But there's not enough to make sure your own daughter is protected.
Behaviors at work that you find offensive. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-WALT. When I go into the bathroom at work, here's what I want to see. Nothing. I want to see, at most, I want to see my colleagues washing their hands 400 times. This is what I've always wanted to see. In all my life, I've always said to my friends, my family, the minute they come in from work, from outside, wash your hands. I have always said it. And that is why I believe we've had a minimal number of annoying illnesses throughout our lifetime. But every time I've come in my whole life, I've washed my hands. It's not because I'm noble and pure. It's kind of common sense. All those doorknobs and all that disgustingness out there, is disgustingness a word? It is now. Okay. You'll find it in the Urban Dictionary. But I can't begin to tell you that the one thing I do not want to see, I do not want to see in a restroom at work is somebody brushing their teeth. Why should I have to see that? Then they rinse out their mouth, and they spit it out in the bowl, and that spit goes everywhere. I don't want to see you brushing your teeth. Why do you think that's okay? That's not okay behavior. That's not okay. But that's a private thing that you do at home. Do that at home. Don't do that anywhere near me. And certainly don't do it in the restroom. How do you feel? Are there behaviors that you dread seeing in your coworkers because you're going to go back to work soon? If you're in phase 80 or phase 90, what bothers you the most? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, I have posted new podcasts, many new podcasts during the pandemic. My podcast is Midnight Misfits. And because I am a misfit, it is misspelled. MIDNITE, Midnight Misfits. And it's at Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, iHeartMedia. Wherever you find your podcast, that's where it is. You know, I click that little button to send it out to all platforms. I dread the thought of the businesses opening again because I really like these Zoom meetings. I think the key to being successful in Zoom meetings is a neutral background. I think a big mistake is don't let people see too much behind you. There are people who are doing Zoom meetings with colleagues, social meetings, whatever it is, and there's all kinds of stuff going on behind them. You saw that story of some French diplomat who was having a very official, serious meeting, and his wife walked behind him nude, totally nude, naked. But it was France. Nobody cared. But that's what you see. That's what you see. If you want to be judged for what you say, simple background, maybe a green screen, simple gray shirt, that's all you should have on. That's all you should have on. Anytime anybody does too much on these Zoom meetings, they're just in trouble. It doesn't work out well. It never works out well. That's my advice. You wear a light gray shirt. Make sure your hair is kept, that they have a three-quarter shot of you, not too tight. I've noticed a very interesting thing about Zoom meetings. See if you've noticed this. The Zoom meetings that originate on the West Coast, people get much closer to the camera. It's as though they're all auditioning. The L.A. Zoom meetings are all auditioning. They're very close to the camera. Whereas in New York, they're a good 3 feet away. They don't want anyone too close to them. They're like, whoa, no, you pull the camera back. You get over there. But over time, what's happened, and this is a good thing, is that people have gotten better with their audio. They've gotten better mics. They've gotten close to their mics. They've started to figure out how to do this. And thank God, because at first it was all like this. Can you guys hear me? Now they're all Orson Welles. Now they're all Orson Welles. But I dread the thought of having to put on a suit or put on nice clothes, make the shoes look okay, and going to an office building to have meetings, to talk to people. I really have no interest in this. I hope we never go back to that. And I suspect we're not. When this started, I said on the air, so therefore it's official, this is not good. And what people are going to realize is that, oh, wait, I can go to work and not drive 2 hours each way. I don't have to drive 2 hours each way. I can get my work done by falling out of the bed and going into the next room, and that works out just fine. That's what they've learned. That's what we have learned. And I think it's a great thing, mostly because if you have kids, your kids get to know you, and that's the way it's supposed to. Now, I will tell you an amazing fact about premature births during the pandemic in just seconds. My name is Walter Sterling. I'm on every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast and from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast. We have a live show. It's unbelievable. It's spectacular. We have many features for you coming up, and I look forward to your phone calls. I do the show, so I get to talk to you. Right now, I'd like to talk to you about your feelings about going back to a physical place to work and what you don't want to see. The behaviors in your coworkers you just don't want to see. And don't get me started about the horrors of the vending machines. No, there should be no payment for the vending machine. You and I should be able to get food out of the vending machine, no problem. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. We're having fun tonight. We're going to have a good time. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Chip Bob's Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather with a wary eye on the tropics. We look at the weather week ahead, and it's basically the dog days of summer. What you got, you're going to keep. Convective storms will fire up along a stalling front that will try to push southward, and by midweek it gets to Kansas City, Nashville, to Charlotte, and that will be it. That means some showers for the Northeast Tuesday, but after the front passes, cooler, drier weather for the rest of the week in the big cities. That keeps the Southeast warm and muggy, as expected. Great rain chances from that midweek front. Onshore winds may cool the beaches along the Gulf Coast a bit, but the weather alert is for late-day thunderstorms all across the region. New rainmaker for the Pacific Northwest by Friday, headed into Canada. So the West remains hot and dry, and that's a big wildfire concern. Anything in the tropics to help? Nope. Nothing in the Pacific Basin after Douglas, but a lot of attention is already being focused on a new tropical wave in the Atlantic. Pay attention to this one, which will eventually be named Isaias. You got it? I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Vic Ferrari is the author of great books about the police. He was a New York City police detective. He's retired now, but he's written these really funny books. I am sick and tired of hearing the police bashed just because they're there. The fact is that police do a valuable function. I don't need to tell you that. But also, they have great stories. I value people who have great stories. I love to go to a police bar, hang out at a police bar, and hear police bar stories, right? Wouldn't that be fantastic if we could do that? Well, we can. Vic Ferrari wrote books that are essentially police bar stories. And now every week on Sterling on Sunday, we're going to have a spectacular new feature with Vic Ferrari sharing police stories. Here's the first one.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book. So in the mid-90s, I was a detective in the NYPD's auto crime division, and my partner and I were riding around the Washington Heights section of Manhattan when we spotted a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser parked in a 24-hour parking lot. So I had the vehicle dusted for prints and towed. I contacted the owner, and I told him I had recovered his truck, and the first words out of his mouth were, "Did you find my dog?" I said, "No, there's no dog." And he says, "Well, when my wife and I were unloading our truck, we had double parked it in front of our building, and somebody jumped into the front seat and took off with the truck, which in the back contained our Chesapeake Bay Retriever." So I said, "Oh, all right, let me see what I can do." So I contacted my buddy who worked in BCI, which is our fingerprint division, and I asked him to put a rush on the prints. A couple of days later, he calls back and he says, "Hey, I got a hit on your prints. And the prints belong to this career criminal, kind of a junkie street urchin kind of guy who had no known address." So I put what was called a wanted card on him, meaning the next time he got arrested, I'd get notified. So about 2 weeks later, I get a phone call. "Hey, your guy's down at Bronx Criminal Court. Go pick him up." So my partner and I pull him out of court, take him down to the precinct. I show him photos of the truck, and I said, "Did you steal the truck?" "No." "You sure you didn't take the truck?" "No." Well, I hand him the paperwork. "Oh, Angel, you know, your prints are in the truck." So he gets upset, and, you know, he's going to go back to jail. He's looking at 4 years. I said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to the DA's office about doing something for you, but you got to tell me where that dog is." So he takes us up to Washington Heights. He points at a building, and he says, "When I found the dog in the back, I sold it to a woman in this building." About 10 minutes later, a woman comes walking out, walking this web-footed Chesapeake Bay Retriever. My partner and I approach her, and I explain, you know, "It's not your dog. It's stolen." She gets upset, but we take the dog. And at the end of the day, the owner got his dog back, and he was happy, and Angel was happy because I talked to the DA's office, and instead of getting 4 years, Angel got, I think it was something like a year on Rikers Island. So everybody was happy.
Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery singer for a chance for a prize announcement. Pretty smooth tonight, huh? Don in Philadelphia, listening on WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey,
you brought up a matter of office etiquette and those that don't do the right thing with brushing and such. And it gets worse when they do the flossing. And like you said, the spitting in the sinks. There's those that do it as a general hygiene way to try to look like, you know, they're all American. And there's also the slim minority that do it in advance of a dental appointment during the business day. Well, they're trying to get time off to do a dental, so tell them to go to the dentist, and they always have a bathroom, a facility, a lavatory where they can brush their teeth at the dental office. Also, those that take out their handkerchief and they blow the heck out of their nose.
Oh, my God, yes.
They blow and blow and blow, and it's the loudest thing you want to hear. It's worse than an ooga horn. And then roll it up and stick it in their pocket. Maybe that's the worst part. You know?
You're right. You're right. The handkerchief, I don't want to see the
terrible
handkerchief. It is terrible. I don't want to see the handkerchief. I think there'll be less of that now.
They set up all these damn cubicles, and everybody has their habits, but there's a lot of people who are coming to work with maybe a little different view on what custom should be, but they're not cafeteria wanderers. They're bringing their own.
Oh, you've upset the monkey. That's never good. Thank you very much for your call. Everybody calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice, the mystery singer, in exchange for a prize announcement. We're talking about disgusting things that people are going to do at work once people go back to work. All those habits that you forgot about, they're going to be there, and they're going to do it again. The thing that bothers me the most is people who brush their teeth in the restrooms at work. I don't want to see that. Don't want to hear about it. Walk into the bathroom and there's somebody brushing their teeth. It's not pretty. 888-688-WALT. How about you? What don't you want to see people doing at work? 888-688-WALT. Habits, bad habits that people bring from home to work and that should be left at home. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. The New Deal Shop. Several of you have called in the past few minutes and said, what is the name of the company that sells the KN90 masks? Now, the KN90 masks are the one that you want. Why? Because they're the same ones that the doctors and nurses wear in the ER. But more importantly, you can breathe from them. And they not only protect other people, they protect you. They protect you. You get them at the New Deal Shop. That should answer your question. The way to hear me at all times is to download the podcast. I have a gazillion podcasts posted. You get them at radio.com, iHeartMedia, Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, wherever you get your fine podcasts. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Are you happy to be with me? I feel very close to you tonight. For some reason, here we are in the car, driving long distances for the first times in a week. And you know what's great about having spent time with the kids at home? No, really. You know what's great about having spent time with kids at home? You learn about their special skills. Here's my 8-year-old. Here's my 8-year-old demonstrating her favorite song. Oh, what did I do? What did I do? I shouldn't be allowed to run a control board. Let's try it again. I had it potted up, but I didn't push the button.
Na 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 Batman. Na 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 Batman. Na 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 Batman.
Incredible. The finest product of public education you could ever imagine. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about the phenomena of the oldest kid going to college. You and me, Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Are you trying to remember that place your parents took you when you were 3 on vacation? It might have been Asbestos Falls, the strangest place in the world. This week, we're trying to identify a mystery sound, and we need your help. That's coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. I'm getting ready to hatch some sea monkeys, the perfect food for guppies and other small fish, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and the NewDealShop.com is spectacular. I love the NewDealShop.com. They offer two products right now. Well, many products. You have to go see them. But there are two special products right now. One of them is the KN95 mask. The KN95 mask is the same mask that early responders, doctors, nurses use in the hospital. You can breathe in these, and they protect you and other people. Not just other people. KN95 mask. The other thing is this amazing box. It's called the Clean Phone. That's the name of the box. The Clean Phone. It is a beautifully built small box. You put your phone in there, you put your masks in there, your jewelry, your credit cards, and boom, in less than 5 minutes, they are absolutely sanitized. No viruses, no germs. You got it? It's a nice box. You put your masks in there, your telephone, your cell phones, you put them in the Clean Phone box. You push the button, less than 5 minutes later, they are fully sanitized. They are virus-free. They're amazing. You got to see this box. It's nicely designed. It looks good. It'll hide in your kitchen easily. The New Deal Shop. TheNewDealShop.com. Plus, they have other stuff. You won't even believe what's there. I love this company. I love the design of the website. It's easy to find things and easy to buy. When you get to the promo box, put in my name, Walter, and you'll get free two-day shipping. Free two-day shipping, which you'll want the minute you see the clean phone box. You put your phone in there,
and all that sticky nonsense from your kids, gone. The New Deal Shop. Promo code Walter.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 48 past the hour, 48 past the hour with the amazing Walter Sterling. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I love the fact that Mike from Alaska calls us. Hi, Mike.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let me tell you about disgusting in the work zone.
Yes, disgusting being things people do job, at work. Yes.
Yes. A remote job with nothing but a few porta potties, and we haven't had toilet paper or hand sanitizer for days. And you watch a guy come out of there, don't know how he handled his business, and then reach in his pocket and pull out his Copenhagen and put it in a big dip. Think about that.
Oh, thank you for your call, Mike. Oh. I said, and that's way at the other end, I said that I find it disgusting when I walk into the men's room at work, or worse, the woman's room, and there's somebody brushing their teeth. I don't want to see anybody brushing their teeth at work. I don't know why I find that so offensive, but I do. You know what you do when you brush your teeth. Well, I don't want to see that. That's for at home. There are certain behaviors that are okay at home. Then there are annoying things. I don't want to see photos of every member of your family at work. You want to have a picture of your kid or your significant other? Fine. I don't want to see your extended family on the desk. And neither does your boss. Because what that tells your boss is that you are not committed to the same things she is. What is she committed to? She is committed to making money at work. You're committed to some fairy dust thing at home. They have no interest in that. If your kid made an interesting lanyard or popsicle stick structure at home, at work, we don't want to see that. We never want to see that. Do you understand? If your kid has made things at camp, such as things that belong in a jar, we don't want to see that on your desk. It's a long list, but probably you have things that annoy you at work that are very particular to your sensibilities, and I want to hear them. My number is 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement. What do you have to do for that? All you have to do... tell me who's singing that song. That's all you have to do, and then you'll win a prize announcement.
Sometimes silence is golden.
888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-WALT. People say, why do you give the phone number so much? Because I'm polite. I'm on once a week. I hear these hosts who are on every day. At the beginning of their show, they give the phone number once, and then they assume everybody will call them. And then I'll go to conventions and hear these idiots complain on panels that they don't get phone calls. I'm like, how can you get a phone call if you don't give the phone number? That's why I give my phone number. My number is 888-688-WALT. Coming up, you and I are going to talk about this other story, which I find fascinating. And I guess it's largely fascinating because my oldest daughter is going to college next week. She's going to college next week. And the shenanigans because of the quarantine that she's had to go through are pretty spectacular. But I'm fascinated by this Felicity Huffman and what she got caught with. See, there all that money that these Hollywood actresses spent to get their kids into college, all that money, they're actually two very separate issues. One of them spent all that money to get their kid into college by cheating on the ACT exams. The other one spent all that money by cheating on their qualifications to get into college. They made up this whole story about how they were on the tennis team or the rowing team, a whole shenanigans story. Those are very different things. But there was one thing that Felicity Huffman said that I could not believe. And I'll share that with you. Plus, I want to go over the details of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Because I'm like, they fought over what? Well, what was their problem exactly? Wow. So I find all of that very interesting. But I want to hear from you about things you dread seeing and hearing once again when you go back into the workplace. When we're in phase 89 in your state, and now you're in phase 89, and you get to go back to work. I want to know how you, what are the things you don't want to see? There are a bunch of things. Oh, and I just flashed in my head. I don't want to see you take off your shoes. There are a lot of people who take off their shoes once they get to work. They don't change their shoes, which is fine. They just take off their shoes and walk around their stockings or socks. I don't want to see that. These are not office behaviors. But all of this is solved if we stop with the nonsense that we have to go to work. There is no reason for 90% of workers to go to work. And that's been revealed in the past 3 months. Now, I think what's fascinating is how many people, 1.5 million people last week, 1.5 million people last month filed for unemployment for the first time, most of them for the first time in their lives. In their lives. They probably think that by filing for unemployment, then 2 or 3 weeks later they get a check. Oh, are they in for a joker? Oh my gosh. It just starts with the filing. I'm in show business. I've filed for unemployment, you know, every hour. Everybody in show business has filed for unemployment their whole lives. The deal with unemployment is you're going to get it 6 to 8 weeks later if you have checked every box, filled out every form perfectly, submitted it on time. And then once you get it, you have to keep reapplying every week, usually on Sunday nights, usually at about right now. Did you do it? Did you make that call? You have to either speak to somebody or push the buttons, or else you won't get it, or else you'll miss a whole cycle and you have to reapply. But I'm going to tell you something that the unemployment people don't tell you, that it's going to happen in October. An amazing phenomena takes place throughout America with unemployment in October. You won't believe what people on unemployment benefits have to do in October. I'll tell you that coming up in seconds. And I am appalled and disgusted by these very rich men, these very rich people in Congress saying, we've had to look at these budgets and adjust them so that nobody is getting more money than they need to, so that they have the incentive to go back to work. We don't want them to have so much money that they've lost the incentive to go back to work. Are you kidding me? $100 here or there, you think that's going to replace the income and the satisfaction of going to work? That's not. And that's not the only reason people work. That argument that I hear congressmen and official people saying, you know, we have to make sure that we are not giving them too much money. Let me help you here. The hell that most of us have been through since the beginning of March, the hell, we deserve a bonus from our government, which is using whose money? Our money. We deserve every penny that we could possibly get. It's ridiculous. Well, you know, they're getting an extra 100 that they wouldn't get under normal unemployment benefits, and that's de-incentivizing them from going back to work. No, that's not it. That's not the reason that they might be de-incentivized to go back to work. My number is 888-688-WALT. My name is Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Hannah is now fading into Mexico. Douglas is starting to hammer Hawaii. And the next big storm is already organizing in the tropical Atlantic. But tonight, we're focused on heat and violent late-day thunderstorms. Flash flooding tonight. Central High Plains all the way back to New Mexico. Heat advisories in place for New York City again tomorrow. Virginia Tidewater, portions of the Mississippi Valley, and the Pacific Northwest. Heaviest rains reach from Minnesota back across Iowa, Nebraska to Colorado. There are warnings for embedded thunderstorms and the potential for flooding with these cells. And, of course, the heavy tropical rains along the Gulf Coast tonight, even central and south Florida. So what's your weather tomorrow? More of the same. Heat and humidity and late-day thunder. It's very rare for a cold front to actually get pushed far enough south in July, and the next front is already starting to stall across the Ohio Valley. Conversely, the summer monsoons have yet to start out west, and that's way too hot and dry, especially with wildfires. The week ahead is leading off next time. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
How you doing? How you doing there? It's great to be with you in your car, your 18-wheeler. This is the media room today, the inside of the car or the truck. I love to talk to you. It's great when you and I are on the air together because you know what it means when you and I are on the air together? When you call in to this show, do you know what you are? You're the media. I hear all these idiots complaining about, well, the media this and the media, you know, the media. Da, da, da. I'm like, whoa. You call a talk show and you're the media. You write a letter to the newspaper and you're the media. They publish your letter. Congratulations, you're the media. If you don't like something, you call, you go on the air, and now you're equal footing with every other guest that's been on that show. I know why. I've been meaning to talk about this for 3 years. I know why. When Trump says, the media, the media, the media, why nobody on either side argues with him. When he says the fake news, nobody argues with him. There's a reason why. It has nothing to do with politics. I don't care about politics. I care about my kids. How about you? This is why. You've had weddings, communities, school announcements. You have placed stories in the local newspaper, haven't you? And when you've placed stories in the community board of the newspaper, or maybe a reporter for the weekly paper has come to cover your event, or something happened at your wedding and the local paper has covered that, they get it wrong. This week, I had the great privilege of adding another station to where I work, to WABC in New York. Great honor, especially for a New York City kid. Great honor. The trade publications, all of whom know me well, every trade publication got the announcement wrong, and they were working off of a press release, the same press release that they all got at the same time. They'd get the time wrong, the day wrong, the source of the show wrong. It was amazing to me, but I'm like, there it is. These are people who know me, are looking at a press release, people I respect, people who I think respect me, and they all got it wrong. I have put announcements in the newspaper, community paper, weekly paper. I've put in wedding announcements, community board announcements, school board. They get it wrong. They always get it wrong. And then when the president says the fake news, nobody argues with him because they always get it wrong. He says, you know, I'm looking for something. They always get it wrong. And he's right. Sue, in Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Sue. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Sue,
you know, you were talking about, yeah, what's disgusting at work, you know.
Yes.
Especially in the summertime.
Yes.
These women that wear open-toed shoes or sandals and have these long, disgusting toenails all painted up with glitter or rhinestones or whatever. They're like claws, you know. I think feet should be covered up at work. I don't want to see other people's toes at work.
That is something to dread at work. Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a prize announcement?
I have no clue. I don't know who any of the singers are, but let's just say Demi Lovato.
Who do you think that is, Sue?
I'm just going to guess Demi Lovato off the top of my head.
Didn't she just get married? Did she just get married?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I love that you listened to the show. I love that you called. I'm sorry you don't get a prize announcement tonight, but thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess this voice. I guarantee it's somebody you've heard of. Guaranteed. The Sterling on Sunday, guarantee. 12 minutes past the hour. Now let me share with you something I hate. I happen to hate public radio. I find it pretentious. I find the fact that they have these endless pauses between stories suspicious. I find it very suspicious. And therefore, each week on Sterling on Sunday, I know we have thousands of new listeners, and I want to keep you up to date on what we do, and I don't want you to feel excluded. I want you to feel part of the club because you are. You are. Finally, you belong to something. Finally, I belong to something. Oh, my God. This is our parody of public radio. It's called The Usual Edition.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. Pass the herbal tea and brie.
This is The Usual Edition from Public Radio.
I have not left my apartment for 4 months, but everything I need is delivered. Our public radio team now goes deep into the streets of Borneo to earn the perspective of our neighbors to the north, Canada. Now, here's award-winning journalist Nora in Borneo.
You what?
Porta.
Porta? That's your name?
No.
No? What's your name?
Sipa.
Sipa. I'm Nora.
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 Hey, Nora.
Hello.
That gives perspective to our neighboring Canada. Thank you, Nora.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by a grant from the We Don't Like Any Statues Near You Fund and by a grant from the Whole Grain Council. If it goes through your body too fast, it's whole grain.
The Usual Edition returns next Saturday on this obscure frequency. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
Oh, Rachel, we love you. It's 15 past the hour, 15 past the hour at 888-688-WALT. You and I get to talk, 888-688-WALT. I know you're not used to something live at this time, but it's live tonight. Live tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Are you trying to remember that place your parents took you when you were three on vacation? It might have been Asbestos Falls, the strangest place in the world. This week, we're trying to identify a mystery sound, and we need your help. That's coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. I'm getting ready to hatch some sea monkeys. The perfect food for guppies and other small fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
The New Deal Shop. You know about the New Deal Shop? I'm Walter Sterling. I have to talk to you about the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop has spectacular products. But I think the one you want to know about is the Clean Foam. It's not an adjective. It's actually a product, a noun, called the Clean Foam. The Clean Foam. It's a box, a white box. You put your phone in there, your credit card, your keys, whatever you think may be loaded with germs, which is everything in your pocket. You put it in that box. 5 minutes later, it comes out 99.9% germ-free. No germs. Virus-free. Well, think about where your stuff goes. You put that credit card in the machine at the store. Boom, all those germs. You give your phone to the kid to play Minecraft, and they will cover it with germs and stickiness. And then they hand it to you. You hand it to your significant other, and there the germs go. This stops the cycle of germs and viruses. You put whatever worries you into that box, into the Clean Phone box. You get it from The New Deal Shop, The New Deal Shop, TheNewDealShop.com. Enter the promo code Walter for free 2-day shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Plus, you can get your masks there. And they're the right kind of masks, the kind that lets you breathe. The masks, the phone cleaner, the New Deal shop. Enter the promo code Walter for a significant discount, a 2-day free shipping. The KN95 mask is what you want. It lets you breathe. It's professionally made. It's not made by your grandmother. It's used by doctors and nurses in the ER to keep them germ-free and to keep patients germ-free. You get them at the right price at thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and there's a secret that people are not telling you. And the secret is, do you know what you look like in the back of your head? In the back of your head, you're going bald, but no one's going to tell you. It's time to stop the hair from falling out. You can do that with the medications from Keeps, KEEPS.com, Keeps.com. Keeps.com will put you in touch with a real doctor who will determine, based on your history, exactly the right formulas that are correct for you. Now, that's right. I put in my information. The doctor said, well, we're not going to give it to you. And I had to talk to him and explain. And I was so impressed that Keeps.com wanted to keep me safe by giving me the right medications for me. Isn't that what you deserve? To keep your hair. Keep your hair. Go to Keeps.com. Keeps.com. Enter the promo code Walter and get 40% off your first order.
Every day, over 22,000 McDonald's crew members get up and head to work. And we wanted to say thanks. Not just because they're busy making all of your McDonald's favorites, because they're also busy putting your health and well-being first. Wearing a face covering and gloves, cleaning and sanitizing the restaurant, even crew temperature checks. We know how important that is. So thanks to all the New York Tri-State crew members who bring their best every day.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
There's Dan Carney, the general manager of KXNT in Las Vegas. I am so proud to be on KXNT in Las Vegas. This is the kind of show made for Las Vegas. I understand that not everybody works 9 to 5. I think it's better to work late at night. Vegas is obviously a whole city built on the premise that it's better to be up 24 hours a day. It's great to be on KXNT. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, thank you. Karen in Arkansas on KARN. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, yes. I do believe it's $600 a week that people are getting extra on top of their regular unemployment, that's what we are upset about. And there are people who will not go back to work because they're going to lose $2,400 extra a month for sitting on their butt. So it's not $100 here or there. It's $600 a week.
That's not in every state. It's based on what they were earning. It's not a flat
rate. No, it's not.
It's based on what you...
It's a flat fee. No, it's not. You're wrong. I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
And I think it's great. I think for the amount of money that has been sucked out of you and me for years by the federal, state, and city governments, I think it's fantastic if we all get a bonus.
You have a business and your workers say, oh, I can't come back to work because I'm going to lose that money. And so then you say, well, you either come back to work now and you earn what you were earning before, or I'm going to have to hire someone in your place. Because it's not fair to the business owners that they can't get their employees to come to work, because even when they open back up, have you looked at it that way? They can't get their employers to come back. I mean, their employees to come back, because they'd rather sit at home, and I understand that. Yes, they deserve it. But what are the business owners supposed to do when their regular employees don't want to come back to work?
I don't care.
Who's supposed to take their place?
I don't care. There are thousands of workers
who
will
take...
Yes, you
do care. That's
cool. I don't. There are thousands of workers who will take those jobs. I think the people
Yeah,
who
and
are...
they got to be trained. They
yes.
have to be trained.
Really? How
so
hard is it?
So what are you going to do? Oh, come on.
How hard is it to
Democrat?
How hard is it to say, okay, now put the Ajax on that shelf? I mean, training. What? How hard is it?
Oh, can you cut hair with no training? My daughter-in-law and my son own a salon. The software to run the computer, that nobody from the street can walk in and do that. They can't cut hair. You have to go to beauty school.
And
so
get
you
a
have
license.
To find someone who's been to beauty school. I mean, this, I listen to you off and on whenever I have time, but on this, you're just dead wrong, and you're making it bad for the Republican senators and Congress who are trying to help the small business owners.
Oh, you've upset the monkey. That can't be good. It's 22 past the hour. There's no upside in upsetting the monkey. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I wanted her to guess the mystery voice, so I'm sorry that the monkey showed up. But these are the things that happen. Here's my opinion. And by the way, one of you two guys, James, Phil, look up how much extra money people are getting each month on unemployment so that I appear vaguely intelligent. I doubt if it's $2,200 a week, because normal unemployment isn't $2,200 a week, not even close. So please take a look and let me know. And then I can come back on the air with a radio voice and sound intelligent. Now, this Felicity Huffman, in all of the articles written about how she paid a ton of money to pay somebody to take the college board exams for her daughter, and her kid got in to USC, which, who knew? I mean, that's not Harvard. That's not even the Harvard of the West. It's not Stanford. I don't know what the big deal is. Well, you know, they won't have a career without a prestigious college. That's not true. And you know that's not true. And frankly, the only college that matters in general terms, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Brown, Stanford, that's it. Those are the only ones that really matter. There are some specialties, such as communications. You better go to Newhouse in Syracuse or the University of Missouri. University of Missouri, if you want to be a journalist. There are a bunch of outstanding engineering schools such as Columbia, but by and large, it doesn't matter. I am old, and I have been working a very long time. I have had many jobs, many job interviews. Nobody ever asked me where I went to college. Nobody ever asked me. Has anybody ever really asked you? You may have put it on a form, but I bet it was never discussed. This Felicity Huffman said an astonishing thing, this actress from Desperate Housewives. What she said here is amazing. In a letter to the judge about why she ponied up hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay somebody else to take her daughter's board exam, she writes, quote, "I find motherhood bewildering." Oh, let me read it in her voice. Quote, "I find motherhood bewildering. I so desperately want to do it right and was so deathly afraid of doing it wrong." Remember, Desperate Housewife. "I so desperately wanted to do it right. I was so deathly afraid of doing it wrong. I find motherhood bewildering." What? It's not bewildering. Motherhood is not bewildering. Fatherhood is not bewildering. Kids usually come with mouths, and kids let you know what they want. My three daughters let me know what I want all the time. That's pretty much all they do, is let me know what they want.
Na 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 Buttman, na 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 Buttman, na 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 Buttman.
This poor woman is working on the premise that being a parent is bewildering. Not hard, not challenging, but she doesn't get it. Day to day, she wakes up, she goes, "What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do as a parent? I have no idea what to do." Here's what you do. You tell them they're terrific. You hug them. You give them food. you make sure they get to school. You make sure they have warm enough clothes or cool enough clothes. And if they want to have friends, you encourage social behavior. You pray they don't swear, and you hope for the best. I believe that that being a parent is like bumper cars. You go to an amusement park, you've seen those electric bumper cars that go on a steel track, and they go around, and they bump into each other. There'll be like 20 of them in a track. And they're bumping into each other, and they bumped against the guardrails. They bump against each other. And you're sort of steering, and you're sort of not. You really can't steer it and control it. But there's a boundary. There's a border. And that's what parents do. They provide a boundary. And they say, okay, you can bump into each other and cause trouble, but you can't go further than here and here. But in the middle, they're going to do whatever they want. The boundaries are, you may not break the law. You cannot do drugs. You live with me. You cannot drink alcohol. You're not getting a tattoo, and you're not getting your nose pierced. Those are the biggies for me. While they're in the boundaries, we're going to have nice food. We're going to hug each other, tell each other that we're terrific. That's it. It's not bewildering. It's not hard. And if you think that getting your kid into USC is one of the things on the checklist of being a great parent, you're crazy. No one cares if you go to USC. USC is a stupid school. Sorry, but it's a stupid school. Big campus, too many people who are tan. Who cares? You want to make a difference? The only schools, like I said, that make a difference, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Brown, Smith, it's about it. Nothing else is going to elevate you beyond the norm. What's going to elevate anybody beyond the norm is that they work hard and they decide, oh, it's not just that. You know what it is? It's that a person decides what they want to be. They actually make a clear decision early in life to say, I want to do this for a living. I want to live here. They make a decision where they want to live, where they want to work, and what they want to do. Right there, you're way ahead of most people. Way ahead. I found out some interesting information about people who are giving birth, people who are pregnant right now, and about premature birth rates. And I'll share that with you coming up in just seconds. My name is Walter Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. I am live on Sunday night.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday weather with a wary eye on the tropics. We look at the weather week ahead, and it's basically the dog days of summer. What you got, you're going to keep. Convective storms will fire up along a stalling front that will try to push southward, and by midweek it gets to Kansas City, Nashville, to Charlotte, and that will be it. That means some showers for the Northeast Tuesday, but after the front passes, cooler, drier weather for the rest of the week in the big cities. That keeps the Southeast warm and muggy, as expected. Great rain chances from that midweek front. Onshore winds may cool the beaches along the Gulf Coast a bit, but the weather alert is for late-day thunderstorms all across the region. New rainmaker for the Pacific Northwest by Friday, headed into Canada. So the West remains hot and dry, and that's a big wildfire concern. Anything in the tropics to help? Nope. Nothing in the Pacific Basin after Douglas, but a lot of attention is already being focused on a new tropical wave in the Atlantic. Pay attention to this one, which will eventually be named Isaias. You got it? I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
What did he say? Easy aces? What? 36 past the hour with the famous Walter Sterling and you. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And attention, radio people. I am using an RCA 77 mic today. That's right. An RCA, take the phone, don't put it there. An RCA 77 mic. I think all broadcasters should be using an RCA 77 mic, don't you? But we should not put the cell phone near these other things. That causes trouble. This is my favorite stupid story. This happens quite a bit. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry file invasion of privacy lawsuit. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. It hasn't been a smooth transition to private life for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. It hasn't been as smooth as they were hoping for. I know. Here's an idea. Let's put on our glasses at 37 past the hour. Put on our glasses. Ready? The couple is now in the process of suing an unnamed defendant for invasion of privacy, according to documents. Throughout the filing, Meghan and Harry detail their distress over moving overseas to escape tabloid fabrications, only to be met with drones flying overhead and a chaotic press. They also show deep concern for their well-being of their son, Archie, as well as for their general safety. At the beginning of the year, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, announced their intention to reside, at least part-time, in North America in an attempt to escape the incessant UK tabloid fabrications. Fake news! For the first 6 weeks, they said they lived unmolested in quiet isolation in Canada. Well, nothing happens in Canada. It's a pretty safe bet, right? Nothing happens up there. And there were no disturbances from the surrounding community because there was no surrounding community. And then what did they do? They moved to L.A. The defendants on California filed lawsuit are listed as blah, blah, blah. And back in May, the couple moved into a sprawling, ultra-lux, $18 million Beverly Hills mansion owned by Tyler Perry. And you know what happened? They got attention. They moved into Tyler Perry's mansion, his $18 million mansion in L.A. Two of the most famous people in the world moved into one of the most famous person's house in the world. And you know what happened? People noticed. There were many, many homes and many places they could have moved to in Montana where they would not have gotten attention except from bison. But what did they do? They moved into Tyler Perry's house, so they wrapped themselves in a house as famous as they were. And then you know what? They got attention. People paid attention. This is what makes me crazy. When I see, here's this crazy story. Where do I have this? Here's this crazy story about, I don't have it there. Where is it? Hold on a second. I have to do this radio. I have to prepare this show on the air because I'm not a professional. All right. All of these celebrities, they want to have these emotional events, and they don't want anybody to bother them. They want to be respected for their privacy. They want their privacy respected. And how do we find out that they've broken up? And how do we find out that they want privacy? In a press release.
We understand this news lends itself to public dialogue, but in the interest of our children and our family, we're asking for privacy, compassion, and love during this time.
Armie Hammer and his wife of 10 years filed for a divorce. And everything was fine. A year ago, 6 months ago, we love each other. She's the greatest person I ever met. They spent 4 months in seclusion during the quarantine, and now they've decided that they need a divorce.
We understand this news lends itself to public dialogue, but in the interest of our children and our family, we're asking for privacy, compassion, and love during this time.
What? Then why are you issuing a press release? Why are you putting out a press release if you want privacy? Why don't you just go get a divorce, keep it to yourself? No, see, they got one thing wrong here.
We understand this news lends itself to public dialogue, but
it doesn't lend itself to public dialogue. I know nobody who's going to be talking about Armie Hammer and his hot wife getting a divorce. And except that when we do hear about it, we take one, are you ready? A nanosecond, one little tiny atomic second, feeling bad for their very young children. Which brings up the other thing. Stick it out. Just stick it out, work it out, go to therapy, do whatever you have to do to preserve the integrity of those homes. Preserve the integrity of the home. Don't give me nonsense about, well, the kids understand. They understand they're going to be at daddy's 3 days a week, at mommy's 3 days a week. they don't understand. They couldn't begin to understand. They're lying in bed terrified about what's going to happen, terrified about what's going to happen, and they're looking at each other and thinking, did we do anything to make this happen?
We understand this news lends itself to public dialogue, but in the interest of our children and our family, we're asking for privacy, compassion, and love during this time.
If you're interested in the compassion and love and safety and security of your children, do not, one, have a divorce. And two, don't announce the divorce. Don't go announcing the divorce. Just keep your big mouth shut. Who cares? Who cares if you're having a divorce? And then announcing we'd like privacy. If you want privacy, don't announce the divorce. Those announcements make me insane. But mostly, don't get a divorce. If you're just not getting along, go work it out. If somebody's being abusive, run like hell. That's different. But if somebody's being abusive, run to the police. But if you're just like not agreeing on the color of the curtains or not having enough sexo, so what? Work it out. Those two little kids are far more important than any grown-up problems you have, because those two little kids will now be given a lifetime of spectacular problems thanks to you. And I'm not just saying Army Hammer. I could make a joke and saying, is he going to run to the arms of Timothy Chardonnay? But I won't make that joke. 888-688-WALT. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Are you trying to remember that place your parents took you when you were three on vacation? It might have been Asbestos Falls, the strangest place in the world. This week, we're trying to identify a mystery sound, and we need your help. That's coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. I'm getting ready to hatch some sea monkeys. The perfect food for guppies and other small fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I would really like to keep my hair. That's why I went to Keeps.com, and I put in an order for Keeps.com products. And I waited for a day or two, and I figured they'd arrive magically, and they did not. And the reason they did not is that I filled out a medical form before I ordered the products. And as a result, a real doctor got in touch with me and said, we can't send this to you. We have to ask you more questions. And boy, was I impressed, because I just assumed they would be very happy to send them to anybody. I figured they'd just be thrilled to send a... No. Keeps.com is a credible, important company selling medical products, prescription products that are prescribed by a real doctor who asks real questions. Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S. .com. I got the products. They're beautifully packaged, discreetly packaged. Nobody has to know that they're baldness medicine. And I started using them, and they're terrific. I got a serum, I got a shampoo, I got a pill. It's great. It's a whole system to keep me from losing any more hair and possibly growing more hair. KEEPS.com. Keeps.com. I put in the promo code Walter. And you get 40% off, 40% off. It's amazing. Keeps.com, 40% off, promo code Walter. Now, I want you to see the whole system. We've posted it on the Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling of Facebook. And I put it on Twitter, so you can see what the packages look like. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Now, next week, I'm going to start taking pictures of my head. And we'll see whether or not it actually does what it says it's going to do. It'll be fascinating to watch. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. The product is Keeps.com. K-E-E-P-S.com. Keeps.com.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Do we love our lives? We do. Now, many of you are brand new to Sterling on Sunday, and I welcome you. I'm here every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast and 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast. I love doing this show. Many people have said, why don't you do it 5 days a week? And the answer is because nobody has offered me to do it 5 days a week. I think they're a little afraid. Now, before I was a talk show host, I was a suit. I wore Brooks Brothers suits. Thank God I stopped doing that now that they're going out of business. And I wore wingtip shoes, which I can't believe a guy in his 20s wore wingtip shoes, but I did. And I'd stand in front of the room with a PowerPoint, and I'd say things like 28.3%. It is very important that when you present percentages, that you make them odd numbers with a decimal point. That is key to their credibility. I'd stand in front of the room, and I'd say 23.7% of all people in this market are very interested in hearing adult contemporary music in the morning. And people would write down what I said. That was what always got me. They're like, really? You think I know what I'm saying? I have no idea. I have no idea. And then I said, you know, a friend of mine said, Walter, did you ever think of doing a talk show? And I'm like, well, actually, I did them when I was in my 20s. Turns out, I'm not bragging, I'm just reporting, that I was the youngest regularly scheduled talk show host in New York City for many years, the youngest. But it's emotionally very difficult to do with this, very difficult. Believe it or not, it is. When you get off the air, there's no audience here, there's nobody to look at you, there's nobody to say this is great, there's no hard measure of what you're doing show to show. Not like a film set, not like audience on a Broadway stage. To emote as well as I emote and not hear anything coming back has the potential to make you crazy. You're just going to go crazy. And most of them do. Therefore, when they say, you want to do it 5 days a week, the answer is, yeah, of course I'd do it 5 days a week. I want to be crazy 5 days a week. But no one's offered. I think it's because of the suit. I think it's because I used to be a suit. I used to be in charge of things. I used to run big companies in media. And I think they're afraid that if I come into their radio station or into their orbit, that I will want to run that. Attention, program directors and general managers. Hear me very carefully. I have gas. I don't want to run anything. I had the best executive time imaginable. I had the sweetest assignments imaginable. I don't want to do that anymore. I did it. I'm done with that. Now I'm a talk show host. I'm on your station, and I'm on like WABC in New York and KMOX in St. Louis, KFBK in Sacramento. These are big and important stations. WPHT in Philadelphia, KDKA in Pittsburgh, big stations. To me, that's a huge achievement. Would I like to be on 5 days a week? Yes, I would. Would I scream at the Democrats all the time? No, I would not. Because there are people far more capable of screaming at the Democrats than I. This is what I'm good at screaming about. Married celebrities who go for a divorce and then announce, please give us privacy. Please give us privacy. There is a common trait to some of the big stories that came out this month in celebrity land. And one of the common traits is Elon Musk and Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp and Elon Musk made a very strange choice.
They eventually settled privately, finalizing their divorce in January of 2017. They released a joint statement that read, quote, "Our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm." Part of the settlement included the pair signing NDAs, which meant they couldn't discuss their relationship in public. Amber received $7 million, which she reportedly donated to charity.
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Now, it says that their relationship was volatile, but always surrounded by love. How do you have a volatile relationship among adults who are really only married 18 months that is surrounded by love? How is this a loving relationship if it's volatile? Johnny was on a stretcher. And then the ultimate luxury problem. Did you hear about their ultimate luxury problem? Amber Heard and Johnny Depp allegedly got in a violent fight on a private jet. Let's think this through a minute. You're on a private jet, which is an incredible experience. I've been on one once. an incredible experience. No lines, no security. You walk from your car into the jet. All right, that's such a gift from God. Just shut up and behave. Just go in, sit down, have your hors d'oeuvres, and don't misbehave. Instead, the pilots report that they heard violence on that flight. There you are with Amber Heard, and you're Johnny Depp, and you're on a private jet, and you decide to misbehave. What's crazier than that? What is sadder than that? But they did.
They eventually settled privately, finalizing their divorce in January of 2017. They released a joint statement that read, quote, "Our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm." Part of the settlement included the pair signing NDAs, which meant they couldn't discuss their relationship in public. Amber received $7 million, which she reportedly donated to charity.
Before Amber Heard, we never heard about any problems with Johnny Depp, did we? He was in a relationship with that French woman. He lived in France. He had a young daughter who's now older, now like 24, right? And he made Pirates of the Caribbean movies. He was a great actor. Everybody liked Johnny Depp. Every woman at some point in her life had a crush on Johnny Depp. Elon Musk, one of the greatest industrialists and richest men in America, he invented the rocket that could land itself. Can you imagine that? He funded the rocket that could land itself. There's the man who could fund the rocket that could land itself. There's Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean. What happened? They have dared each other. Elon has dared Johnny to a cage fight this week, to a cage fight over Amber Heard, over the things each other said about Amber Heard. I'm not clear what it is. But no, really, Elon Musk is challenging Johnny Depp to a cage fight. When Amber Heard was with Elon Musk, that is the only time that he has had business trouble. That's when he had SEC investigations, was when he was with Amber Heard. Johnny lost his career. She put out a cigarette on his face. Can you imagine being a big movie star, a Johnny Depp caliber movie star, and your girlfriend decides to put out a cigarette on your face? Elon Musk is with Amber Heard, and he gets SEC investigations. This is some woman to avoid. This isn't a woman who calls you at 2 in the morning with crazy talk. This is a woman who calls you 24 hours a day, and it sounds like it's 2 in the morning. Every time she's on the phone, it sounds like it's 2 in the morning. Her texts that were released in the court look like 2 in the morning. But it was all with love.
They eventually settled privately, finalizing their divorce in January of 2017. They released a joint statement that read, quote, "Our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm." Part of the settlement included the pair signing NDAs, which meant they couldn't discuss their relationship in public. Amber received $7 million, which she reportedly donated to charity.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
Coming up, we have Gary Arnell, who has an interesting dilemma from Walmart. Gary Arnell reporting in from Walmart. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is the big live show on Sunday, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Hannah is now fading into Mexico. Douglas is starting to hammer Hawaii. And the next big storm is already organizing in the tropical Atlantic. But tonight, we're focused on heat and violent late-day thunderstorms. Flash flooding tonight. Central High Plains all the way back to New Mexico. Heat advisories in place for New York City again tomorrow. Virginia Tidewater, portions of the Mississippi Valley, and the Pacific Northwest. Heaviest rains reach from Minnesota back across Iowa, Nebraska to Colorado. There are warnings for embedded thunderstorms and the potential for flooding with these cells. And, of course, the heavy tropical rains along the Gulf Coast tonight, even central and south Florida. So what's your weather tomorrow? More of the same. Heat and humidity and late-day thunder. It's very rare for a cold front to actually get pushed far enough south in July, and the next front is already starting to stall across the Ohio Valley. Conversely, the summer monsoons have yet to start out west, and that's way too hot and dry, especially with wildfires. The week ahead is leading off next time. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
What do you mean monsoons? What, he means monsoons? Does he really mean monsoons? Hold on. I have to turn off
the air conditioner because I'm really in my laundry room. It's 7 past the hour. 7 past the hour. Now, let me share with you. Coming up, we've got Asbestos Falls, which is a lot like The Vast of Night. In fact, it's an awful lot like The Vast of Night. And I'll share with you what that is coming up in just seconds. And we're going to talk to Gary Arnell, who has an amazing story out of Walmart. But first, I know many of you have just started to share your time with us on Sunday nights, and I'm very grateful for that. We have features on this show. We have production, like the cereal. You know the cereal? That pretentious piece of crap that was just sold for $25 million, that the production company that sold the cereal, made the cereal, was sold for $25 million. And I said, well, wait a minute. Commercial radio is what started radio dramas. We can do that. One of the greatest places of drama is the drive-thru brew or the beer barn. Have you ever been in a beer barn? You may not even know what it is. It's a building that you drive into. It has a big open garage. You drive in, and you realize suddenly that you're surrounded by refrigeration units. They are filled mostly with beer. And there are two workers who open your trunk, put the beer in for you, and you drive off. It was made for these times. There are very few of them, but it is a microcosm of the challenges of management. And we have a drama with hidden microphones each week in a drive-thru brew, and the cereal is called the drive-thru brew. Here you go.
Drive-thru brews or beer barns are thriving during the time of virus. You drive a car into the building, and a worker loads your trunk with beer and T-shirts. Our hidden mics capture the internal battles of life in the drive-thru brew.
I don't think a 20-hour shift is fair.
What are you, in a union now? This is the peak of our season. Now load up the Stegmeyer. It's our most popular item.
How is that possible? Stegmeyer has been out of business for decades.
But our radio keeps playing their commercials.
Friends, look at the label on a bottle of Stegmeyer Gold Medal beer. The gold medals shown there were awarded to Stegmeyer in competition with beers the world over.
Oh no, here's a clash of cultures.
My yoga studio is right next door. We need a wall. We need a wall.
Next time on this marginally funny cereal.
This cereal is not worth $25 million.
Next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. And you're through. Word car speaking.
888-688-WALT. 10 past the hour. 10 past the hour. This is the sweetest time of night, isn't it? You and I are driving on the highway. We're going to where we got to go. We just came back from the beach or the lake. It's the greatest peace in the world, these magnificent highways. And it's just us. It's just us. And in the summer, it's the skip waves. We're on KDKA, KMOX. These signals go out for thousands of miles. WPHT in Philadelphia, thousands of miles. We can be heard throughout the country. And you know what that means? Because my show can be heard at this time throughout the country.
Six.
What it means is I pushed the wrong button. There I am trying to show off, and I pushed the wrong button. Let's push the right button. It means this.
Plenty of room here for your commercial.
Yes, Mr. Advertiser, plenty of room here for your commercial. And if you're listening, just assume that millions of other people are listening too. Gary Arnell. Hi, Gary. Gary just had an adventure in Walmart. An adventure in Walmart that we must hear about.
You got to hear about this. With the COVID-19, first of all, I've gone for two tests. I'm not a hypochondriac, wasn't feel well. They both came back negative, but I'm aware of my surroundings and so forth. And over 4 million contracting the disease, whatever. I'm in Walmart, and I'm in the self-checkout line. And that's because there's only one or two other registers that are open. And I'm in this line, and there's a husband and a wife in front of me. Now, this whole business, Walter, about social distancing, no. I don't know what kind of system they're using. Is it the metric system? Are they on some old English? I have no idea. But people are usually in this Walmart that I'm in, they're about a foot and a half to 2 feet apart. The husband is wearing a mask. The wife is not. And I hear, while she's in front of me. And then I hear, and she sneezes. And I'm really, really, really getting just very, very anxious by the inhalation and exhalation. So I'm asking myself, what do I do? How do you approach people when they are this disrespectful? If they want to protect, it's more about when somebody wears the mask, you're protecting somebody else. That's what it's more about. And I just don't understand. And my dilemma, Walt, is how do you tell somebody or ask somebody, why don't you have a mask on? Because you're worried about the repercussions. You're worried about what the reaction is going to be. But there's got to be, this is what I need some answers on. If this happened to you, you're in a store, woman is sneezing, the husband is wearing the mask, she is not wearing it, what do you do? How do you say to the woman, why aren't you wearing the mask? I have not found, Walter, my comfort zone yet, even though when I find my anxiety level climbing by the minute. It's insane, but I don't know what to do.
All right, there's Gary Arnell's dilemma. You can help him, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And when you call in to help Gary with his dilemma, you will get a chance to guess the mystery voice and win a prize announcement. Where is the mystery voice? Because it really is. It's a very good prize. Where is that? If you know who that is, you can win a prize announcement. I'm Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-9258, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. I'm getting ready to hatch some sea monkeys. The perfect food for guppies and other small fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Are you trying to remember that place your parents took you when you were three on vacation? It might have been Asbestos Falls, the strangest place in the world. This week, we're trying to identify a mystery sound, and we need your help. That's coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
I love the New Deal Shop. TheNewDealShop.com has great products, but the two that I think you'll find most interesting are the Clean Foam. The Clean Foam, that's the name of the product. It's not an adjective. The name of the product is the Clean Foam. What does that mean? It means you take your cell phone, which is loaded with germs and viruses, loaded. You put it in that box, you push a button, and 5 minutes later it comes out 99.9% germ and virus free. That's right. And it doesn't use a liquid or anything like that. It uses UV light. Your phone could not be damaged. It's impossible. Go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com, and there you'll find the Clean Foam. It's a product. It's a box. You put your phone in it, your keys, your credit cards, whatever you're suspicious of having germs, put it in there. 5 minutes later, it comes out germ-free. Isn't that great? That way you know that if you hand your phone to someone, or if you handed your phone to somebody, now it's pure. You can put your masks in there. That's right. Put your masks in there. Your keys, your credit cards, whatever is exposed, and hand it to other people or put places that cause you concern. The Clean Phone. It's a simple product to work. It's handsome to look at. Nice spot in your kitchen. It's terrific. Go to thenewdealshop.com and please enter my name. Enter my name, Walter, in the promo code box. And what does that do? What does that do? It makes sure that my kids go to college, because then everybody knows that I've shared this information with you. And you get free two-day shipping. Free two-day shipping. Go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I decided to do something about it. What I decided to do was take control of going bald. I wanted to stop losing hair. I wanted to look at the possibility of hair coming back. And there's proven medicine for this. That's right, medicine. You get it at Keeps.com. At Keeps.com, you'll be put in touch with an actual doctor who will do a medical history on you and determine which medicines are right for your hair loss. Which medicines are right for your hair loss? This is a professional outfit. They're not just going to send you something. They're going to ask you questions and come up with the right combination of medicines and formulas for you. It's a great company. The packages are nicely done. And I'm going to go on Facebook. I'm going to show you where I am today, and we'll see what works. Keeps.com. Enter my name, Walter. Walter, enter my name and get 40% off. Keeps.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
Gary Arnell is our friend, a friend of the show, and he was trapped at Walmart. I don't think anybody goes to Walmart. I don't think anybody says, you know, I look forward to spending a couple hours at Walmart. I think we are trapped at Walmart, because even if you go into Walmart and go through the aisles quickly and get what you want to buy quickly, then you hit the checkout line. And there's always trouble in the checkout line. There is never a fast checkout line at Walmart. Please share with us what your challenge is that you came up against at Walmart, and hopefully you can help Gary. Our number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Please reframe and restate the topic like a good host, Gary.
Well, basically, it comes down to this. I get in line. By the way, I go to Walmart for excitement now with the quarantine and everything. It's like a planned event. I get in there. I go to the self-checkout. There's a husband and wife standing in front of me. I'm not paranoid, but I'm extra cautious about COVID-19. And he's wearing a mask. She is not, which gets me upset to begin with, because I show people the courtesy of wearing the mask. And she starts to cough, and then she does a sneeze. And my BP is now up to probably about 160 over 90. Like, why isn't this woman wearing a mask to just show other people respect? So I didn't know, Walter, legitimately, how to approach this, because I haven't found my comfort zone yet when you run into this kind of a situation. And social distancing, forget about it. I mean, we're talking, these people were about 3 feet in front of me, not six. I couldn't back up because the guy behind me wasn't respecting the social distancing. So that had me filled with a little anxiety right there. But why is it that some of these people are so disrespectful that they will not wear this when they're in a place of public accommodation where they know social distancing is not going to happen? So my question is, well, what do you do when you're in that kind of situation and you want to say something? Do you say something, and how do you approach it? I'm really lost, and I really need some answers on that. It's amazing.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This has not been a problem for me. And the reason it's not been a problem for me is that when I'm in a situation and there are people around me not wearing masks, I get out of there as fast as I can. What I don't understand is, how did this become a political issue? This is not a political issue. This is about germs. And if I can avoid a heart, by the way, nobody reports on the fact that it's, if you die from it, it is a horrible death. Your lungs turn into jelly. It is a horrible death. You can dehydrate through your butt, and your lungs turn to jelly. This is no fun. This isn't like, you know, you get weak and die. It's a tragic, violent death. And, okay, so to avoid a violent, tragic death and to remain a father to my children, all I have to do is put on a really incredibly unattractive mask. It's not a big deal. And I get mine from the New Deal Shop. And the New Deal Shop sells the really good mask, the KN95 mask, the really good masks that are the ones that first responders wear. Okay, I don't know how to tell someone else to put on the mask. I really don't. And maybe you know. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. The other thing that I found is in Jersey, near where you live, there's that gym. There's that gym where those guys refused to close. And the governor gave them court orders to close their gym. And what they did is the state padlocked their doors. And what they did is remove the doors. Therefore, their gym now has no doors. But that's how they got around the state court order to shut. And
well, it was an amazing story, absolutely. And I just don't understand, Walter. You know, when you wear the mask, you're protecting. It shouldn't be a political issue,
no.
Crying out loud. You just said that. It should not. This is about the catastrophic and miserable death that you will incur should you contract this disease. And all that I'm asking is, when there's no social distancing and you're supposed to wear the mask, why not do it? Because, first of all, you're protecting somebody else more than you're protecting yourself. My dilemma, Walt, I am so frustrated over this. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know what to say to these people. Should I say something? And I'll tell you the other thing, Walter, you were saying about if you were in a place and this was going on, you would just get the hell out of there that quickly. Well, I'm not ready to give up my $2.96 lactose-free, fat-free milk that I would pay $4 for. Oh, yeah, COVID doesn't equate with that I would pay $4 for in a regular supermarket. So I'm really torn.
Which milk is – wait. Which milk? Is that the one in the red bottle?
No, this is the I know what you're talking about. Yeah. There's another one that's out there now. You know, there's every kind of milk now. There's fig leaf milk. There's you name it. This is just lactose-free, fat-free, their own great value milk. It's about $1, $1.50 cheaper than the stuff that you will find in your local supermarket. So I don't want to pay the $4. I want to pay the $2.96, $2.95. But why is it that I just don't know what to say when I get this filled with anxiety? How do I tell these people, wear a mask? Or why aren't you wearing a mask?
Right. Neil in Alaska, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Neil. Hi.
Hi. I don't wear a mask. And I can tell you why, too. And I've got a lot of life experience. I've been in charge of dental clinics. I've been a dental technician all my life. All my peers are dentists or doctors in the Army. I worked in these medical facilities. And these masks are just to keep down spittle. Nothing else.
Neil, hey, Neil, it's Gary. Let me ask you a question. You say the masks are to keep down the spittle. Isn't the spittle what transmits the disease?
Well, sure, but if you maintain 6 feet, you're not going to be worried about spittle.
Thank you for your call, Neil. I appreciate it. Scott in Alaska. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Scott.
Hey there. Yeah, I don't think you need to say anything to anybody. You guys have elected to fall into the fear of this disease that has killed less than 100,000 people in the country. And
First of all, yeah, I don't know where you got that number from, but it's 146 right now. But go ahead. We won't let facts get in the way of the argument. Go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about facts. How many deaths have been coded as corona that were not caused
but
by
Scott,
corona?
But, Scott, that isn't even – none of that is an issue for me. The issue for me is if all the scientists from Fauci on down are telling us – if you wear the mask, you're protecting somebody else, and you know you're going into a location where social distancing is pretty near impossible, why wouldn't you just want to respect your neighbor, your friend? That's my whole point.
Because you're talking about 0.02% of our population that's been affected by this, and you want the entire country to react like the sky's falling. You know,
I didn't say
why
that.
Are you driving on? Why are you driving a car today when you are putting people in danger by being in that car?
Well, thank you very much for the call. In Gary's case, he is in particular putting people in danger by driving a car. That's a very good point.
It's true.
Gary Arnell, it's great to talk to you. How do we get in touch with you?
All right, Walter, you can go to GaryArnell.com, GaryArnell.com, and of course Twitter at Gary Arnell. Two good ways right now. So,
all right, you're a good friend. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you, Gary, and say hi to your lovely wife and your children. 888-688-WALT. Look at that! It's 12:30 what station is this? Oh, at Sterling on Sunday. Now, it's time for a Sterling Snap. Send me whatever you're looking at right now. Send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. Take a picture of it. Send it to me, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it in a second. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather with a wary eye on the tropics. We look at the weather week ahead, and it's basically the dog days of summer. What you got, you're going to keep. Convective storms will fire up along a stalling front that will try to push southward, and by midweek it gets to Kansas City, Nashville, to Charlotte, and that will be it. That means some showers for the Northeast Tuesday, but after the front passes, cooler, drier weather for the rest of the week in the big cities. That keeps the Southeast warm and muggy, as expected. Great rain chances from that midweek front. Onshore winds may cool the beaches along the Gulf Coast a bit, but the weather alert is for late-day thunderstorms all across the region. New rainmaker for the Pacific Northwest by Friday headed into Canada. So the West remains hot and dry, and that's a big wildfire concern. Anything in the tropics to help? Nope. Nothing in the Pacific Basin after Douglas, but a lot of attention is already being focused on a new tropical wave in the Atlantic. Pay attention to this one, which will eventually be named Isaias. You got it? I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
Sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book. So in the mid-90s, I was a detective in the NYPD's auto crime division, and my partner and I were riding around the Washington Heights section of Manhattan when we spotted a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser parked in a 24-hour parking lot. So I had the vehicle dusted for prints and towed. I contacted the owner, and I told him I had recovered his truck, and the first words out of his mouth were, "Did you find my dog?" I said, "No, there's no dog." And he says, "Well, when my wife and I were unloading our truck, we had double parked it in front of our building, and somebody jumped into the front seat and took off with the truck, which in the back contained our Chesapeake Bay Retriever." So I said, "Oh, all right, let me see what I can do." So I contacted my buddy who worked in BCI, which is our fingerprint division, and I asked him to put a rush on the prints. A couple of days later, he calls back and he says, "Hey, I got a hit on your prints." And the prints belonged to this career criminal, kind of a junkie street urchin kind of guy who had no known address. So I put what was called a wanted card on him, meaning the next time he got arrested, I'd get notified. So about 2 weeks later, I get a phone call. Hey, your guy's down at Bronx Criminal Court. Go pick him up. So my partner and I pull him out of court, take him down to the precinct. I show him photos of the truck, and I said, did you steal the truck? No. You sure you didn't take the truck? No. Well, I hand him the paperwork. I go, Angel, you know, your prints were in the truck. So he gets upset, and, you know, he's going to go back to jail. He's looking at 4 years. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to the DA's office about doing something for you, but you got to tell me where that dog is. So he takes us up to Washington Heights. He points at a building, and he says, when I found the dog in the back, I sold it to a woman in this building. About 10 minutes later, a woman comes walking out, walking this web-footed Chesapeake Bay Retriever. My partner and I approach her, and I explain, you know, it's not your dog, it's stolen. She gets upset, but we take the dog. And at the end of the day, the owner got his dog back, and he was happy, and Angel was happy because they talked to the DA's office, and instead of getting 4 years, Angel got, I think it was something like a year on Rikers Island. So everybody was happy.
Vic Ferrari, the author of Grand Theft Auto, when he was a detective in the auto theft division at NYPD. He writes great, funny books and tells terrific stories, and I believe that police officers need terrific stories right about now. That is the hardest job in the world. It's 38 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It is good to be with you. You and I are driving across the country tonight. We're in our 18-wheeler, our 4-wheeler. This is our private, personal time. This is our quality time that you and I have. It's the best. Isn't this the best? I realized very early that I was a midnight misfit like Rosemary Furlong and Dee Wells and Neil Paul and Judy Anderson. We are midnight misfits. But I realized it, in, for me, in a profound way. Maybe this will ring true for you. This has been true for me since I was 5, and I realized it was still true for me now. Now, what I'm going to tell you is bizarre, but it's true. When I was 13 and I was in junior high, which is what we called it then, junior high, I had a friend. He was a good friend. He was a good guy. He wasn't like my best friend. He wasn't a bring-home friend. There were two qualifications for levels of friends in school. There were the kids you'd bring home and then the kids who you were friendly with in school, really friendly with in school. You ate lunch with them. You hung out with them. Okay, he was one of those. I never brought him home. I don't know what I would have done with him at home. But he was a good friend. He's standing with me one day in the hallway. A couple of guys see us talking to each other. And the minute these other guys see us talking to each other, they start to make fun of us. No, they start to make fun of him. You're friends with Walter? You're friends with Walter? And they made fun of him for being friends with me. I will never forget that. And he pretty much stopped talking to me after that. Whenever I was in gym class and it was time to pick teams, I wasn't picked last or next to last. I wasn't picked. Every time the gym teacher used to have to finally point after the teams were cited, had to point to me and point and go, Walter, you go on that team. I wasn't short. I wasn't not athletic. Nobody wanted me on their team. Then, when I started to become an adult, and there were reunions at companies that I ran, companies I worked at, companies I was proud to be associated with, they'd have reunions. I saw one today. I went, wait a minute, I worked there. We're having our great reunion today. What do you mean you're having a great reunion? Why don't I know about it? There are big companies, three-letter companies, they have reunions, and they don't invite me. I've never been invited to one. And yet, I give parties at my home all the time, industry parties all the time. I have never once had it reciprocated. I give great parties. And people come, place fills up, people like being there. I give great parties. I've never had it reciprocated, never once. And now I have business associates, partners, who actually have said, don't tell people that we're associated. I'm like, what? Now, I've committed no crimes. I have no idea what this is about, but it's a strange suffering that I've had my whole life. But again, it goes to the fact that I don't fit in. I'm a misfit. That's why I make a podcast. I call it Midnight Misfits, and I tell my misfit stories. I hope you enjoy them, because it's just us. You know, finally we have a club that we can belong to, the Midnight Misfit Club. You can get my podcast at Apple iTunes and at radio.com, wherever you eat fine podcasts. You can get it with salt and pepper, however you want it made. It's 43 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. I'm getting ready to hatch some sea monkeys. The perfect food for guppies and other small fish. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Are you trying to remember that place your parents took you when you were three on vacation? It might have been Asbestos Falls, the strangest place in the world. This week, we're trying to identify a mystery sound, and we need your help. That's coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I was very suspicious of any product that said it could restore hair or stop hair loss. And then I studied the website Keeps.com. And on the website Keeps.com, they asked me a lot of questions about my medical history. And I answered them honestly, and I figured that, you know, in the next few days I'd get a box with Keeps products. And I did not. I didn't. Instead, I get an email from a doctor. And the doctor says, I have some questions about your medical history. I want to make sure that we get you exactly the right products, or maybe we can't even sell you any. And I need to get in touch with your primary care physician. We set all of that up. We got him in touch with my primary care physician. Turned out it was not a problem. But can you imagine any other online company taking the time to have that kind of care about your health before they send you a medicine for hair restoration? I was very impressed. The name of the company is Keeps.com. K-E-E-P-S. Keeps.com. Keeps.com. Now, in the next few weeks, I'm going to put on Facebook, on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, I'm going to put up pictures of my hair now, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with my hairline while I'm using the Keeps products. So impressed that they put me in touch with a real doctor. A doctor to determine exactly which formulas, dosages, medications were right for me to restore my hair. K-E-E-P-S.com, Keeps.com, Keeps.com. Enter the promo code Walter. The promo code Walter will get you 40% off. Not 10 or 20 or some silly thing like that. No, 40% off. Why not go look? Go and look. K-E-E-P-S.com. Find out information about how to stop hair loss. Keeps.com.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sea monkeys. Everybody loves sea monkeys, and your fish will too, especially. My guppies get sea monkeys every day. Here's how you hatch them. Number one, you need to get a brine shrimp hatchery. And you can get that off of eBay or Amazon. Some fish stores will have them. And then the one I get is that you have to provide your own bottle for the top. So I take a soft drink bottle, an 18-ounce soft drink bottle, and I cut off the bottom just right around the top at the end there, and I wash it out real good. I screw it into the hatchery. 2 teaspoons of aquarium salt. You can get that at your better pet food stores or online. And you get brine shrimp eggs. You generally have to order these online. You can get them on eBay, Amazon, several websites sell them. So the 2 teaspoons of aquarium salt. And then I do about a half teaspoon of the brine shrimp eggs. And just allow that to bubble. Add water. Allow it to bubble. You have to add an air pump to it. And it takes about 24 to 30 hours for the brine shrimp eggs to hatch. You'll notice all of a sudden the bottle shows all red. And once they're ready to go, you quickly empty out the water into a brine shrimp net. Sea monkeys, the perfect food. For your Fish Room update, this is Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Intelligence Report. Dateline, the world and the universe.
For Asbestos Falls Radio, I'm James Kearney reporting. A mystery tonight in Asbestos Falls. During Mayor of the Week Chad Brook Taylor's weekly address, which KEXT is required to carry and also plays on all the loudspeakers downtown, a strange noise interrupted the usual speech. Here now is a tape from yesterday's live event.
Once again, public expectorating for medical reasons is now not allowed per city ordinance for 92-665.32, Section 32B. The City Commission is aware of the tadpole infestation in City Pool and has established a task force to look into the problem. The task force will meet over the next several months to establish a steering committee to look into the problem. Obviously, it's far too early to say why tadpoles appear to be rapidly breeding in the pool. The county health director assures me there is no danger in normal pool hours with... Thrift stores are selling used clothing. I was not aware of this practice and assure you we will be looking in.
Anyway, that is the sound, so if anyone has information on it, you are encouraged to call KEXT.
Your community calendar.
And speaking of the pool, community bobbing for watermelons is still on for next Wednesday night. Be sure to bring your own watermelon to toss into the pool. 15 pounds or less is the weight limit, and grab it out before those tadpoles get it. For KEXT News, I'm James Kearney reporting for Asbestos Falls Radio. Asbestos Falls is written and produced by James Copeland in a 1975 Winnebago Indian motorhome. Questions or comments can be directed to heartlandheadlines@gmail.com.
He really is in a Winnebago in the middle of Kansas, where he does all the production for the show, and he reports on Asbestos Falls. I'd say it's pretty remarkable. Have you seen The Vast of Night on Amazon? This is a movie on Amazon. It's not a series. It won't take up too much of your time. It's the best movie I've seen in years, and it is the first movie in years that I've seen that nails the emotion of being on the radio. Rarely do they never get the technology right, and they almost got the technology right, but this time they got the nature of being on the radio. They actually got that right. But you have to see this movie, because this movie was made for like a dollar, and I'll bet you it's going to win 20 Oscars. It is so clever. It is so engrossing. But I want you to notice one thing. It is the story of a switchboard operator and a disc jockey. It is their night, switchboard operator, disc jockey. The switchboard operator says something very specific about running that switchboard. At one point, she answers the switchboard and she says, da-da-da-da-da, outbound. And then at another point, she says, hello, this is inbound. Well, before area codes, they used to have inbound and outbound operators who would handle the traffic coming in and then send it to cities, because it had to be done manually. And these switchboards were all over the country. They were in people's homes. They were in office buildings. They were wherever they could put them to handle the traffic. And it used to be that you had to wait for somebody to connect you from wherever you were to the outbound or inbound. These were internal operators. You did not talk to them. They talked to each other. And there were flaws in that system. And in the early 50s, some kids figured out the flaws in the system. And that's how they got to make free long-distance phone calls. And there's a great book about it. I got to get that guy on the air, because there's a person, one of the people who wrote a book about it. It was amazing. But on Amazon, your homework for the week is to go see The Vast of Night. It is beautifully made. It's not a terrifying movie. It's just a gorgeous movie. You sit there and go, I know nothing. Every now and then I see a piece of art and I go, you know, I don't know anything. I make a radio show, which is, of course, spectacular, but I really don't know anything. Now, the other homework I've got for you is you please take a picture of what you're looking at. Send it to me by email, waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I will post it on Facebook, and everybody will share it. We'll have a communal experience, like we're the Seekers in the 60s. We'll have a communal experience, and then it grows from there. I enjoy your comments about the show, especially the bad comments. The bad comments are very good for me. You can post them on Facebook. You can email them to me. That's how we stay in touch. That's how we get to know each other. And then a lot of you have asked about Vic Ferrari's book. That's the retired police detective who does our new feature on good news about cops, good things that cops have done. You can find his book on my Facebook page. You go to Walter M. Sterling on Facebook. You will find the Vic Ferrari link to his book, which is called Grand Theft Auto. He's quite a character. We've had him on before, but now we're going to have him on every week. Won't that be incredible? We'll have them on every week. Then I've had a lot of demand for lesbians in space. There's been this renewed interest in lesbians in space. Next week, the lesbians in space will return. That should give you a certain solace, a certain comfort. Does it really? I hope so. What else did I want to mention to you? There was something else I wanted to mention to you. Oh, we don't know anything. You and I don't know anything. Just when you think you know something, you don't know anything. Why? Because Taylor Swift, who you're like getting petty about, Taylor Swift put out a new album on Thursday, and it sold 1.3 million copies in 24 hours. That is, even though its existence was announced just 15 hours before its release, Taylor Swift's Folklore album has more than 1.3 million copies globally, according to blah, blah, blah. That breaks all records. Breaks all records.
Everything had been different. Would everything be different?
No, it wouldn't be different. And it's very annoying. The greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.